Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I remember in the summertime, or before it got to be cold, when mosquitoes were out, I remember sitting in the car, and I'm sure many of you boomers can relate to this. You're sitting in the car with your date, and you're making out, and it's a little bit hot and sweaty, and you know the windows are rolled up because of the mosquitoes. But it's, you know, it's pretty hot AF in the car. So you're sweating, and there's quiet. I mean, all you can hear is a little bit of, you know, a little bit of the knacking noise when you're, you know, kissing somebody. But the only other noise you hear is this. You hear this mosquito that's in the car. And then the buzzing stops. And you know at this point the mosquito has landed. And you know it is about to stick its thing right into you and start sucking your blood. And so then you kind of look at, smack, you try to smack the mosquito. But I will always, whenever I think about mosquitoes, I will always think about those times at the lakefront when it was just dead silent in the car, but you could hear that mosquito buzzing around. It was just maddening. So when I hear about this, and we've had this on our news the last couple of days, I hear about these mosquitoes and how the conditions, because of the rain that we had and now the dry, warmer weather, these have been ripe conditions for mosquitoes to grow and develop. And so they're out there. Diane Newman, our operations director and brand manager, sent me a text before the show, and she said, are the mosquitoes bad at West End? Because she lives around Bayou St. John, mid-city, and she said the mosquitoes are terrible there. Well, as I said earlier, here at West End, they don't seem to be that bad. It doesn't seem to be a disproportionate number of mosquitoes out. Now, where you live, you might have more. In fact, if you notice that there's an unusual amount of mosquitoes in your area and you want to call us and share that with us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. But when I was thinking about the mosquito, I'm thinking about this little bug that lands on our arms, legs, and it sucks our blood. And then it just, you know, moves on. Why did God even make this creature? I mean, does the mosquito have any purpose at all? So I thought, well, let's go to the Audubon Insectarium. And Zach Lemon is the curator of animal collections. And Zach joins us on WWL. Zach, good afternoon. Hey, Zach.
Yes. Hi.
Okay. Hey, listen. Okay. The simple question is, what purpose does the mosquito have? Why did God make the mosquito?
Well, I can't answer the theological question, But take a stab at the biological question.
Okay.
We tend to look at, as ecologists, we tend to look at an environment and what's in there. What's the soil like? What are the plants like? What's the weather like? What are the animals like? And we have to think that absent any tinkering from another species, we're particularly good at tinkering, that environment has what it has for a particular reason. Now, humans are part of a natural environment, to be sure. So when you look at insects, any insects, they're going to serve some function in keeping that ecosystem going. It's like if you open up a watch and you look at all the parts. Well, nobody's putting extra things in watch for a good reason. So every spring and every gear is in there for a reason. When people ask me about pest insects, fleas, ticks, roaches, mosquitoes, and they say, what's the purpose of this animal? It's from an anthropocentric standpoint, as in, well, they bother me, they bother me for humans, so they probably shouldn't exist. And that's really what I think about, because nature
thinks
about all of them.
Zach, we're having a hard time hearing you. I'm going to have Ian call you right back. So just hang on. Let's have Ian call you right back, and let's see if we can get a better connection, because we're having a hard time hearing you. So what Zach is saying is that mosquitoes are part of the natural environment, part of the ecosystem. And, you know, I understand that. I mean, there are things out there that, you know, we don't know why God made them. Like, you know, what's the purpose of snakes? Do we need? Well, you know, there are animals that eat snakes, and then there are snakes that the snakes eat certain animals that you know, the population of certain animals needs to be controlled, and I guess the snakes eat those. So, you know, I'm not a biologist, but I try to understand these things. But I just couldn't help but wonder, you know, why the hell did God make mosquitoes, and what's the purpose? Ian, do we have Zach back yet? We're trying to get Zach back here in just a moment, because we had just such a bad connection earlier. So have you noticed mosquitoes in your neighborhood? Are they really bad? Do you notice that they're worse? Because we've had these stories the last couple of days about the mosquito population being really bad because of ideal conditions to breed. You know, I mean,
hello.
You know, look, when we were young, we looked for, you know, any reason to try to breed, and we didn't worry about ideal conditions. Okay, Zach is back with us. Yeah, Zach, we were breaking up a lot, so I'm glad we have a better connection now. So you're talking about the mosquito being part of the ecosystem. So tell me the purpose that the mosquito serves in the ecosystem.
Well, I was saying earlier, when we didn't have a good connection, that people who are annoyed by certain insects always ask the question, what's the purpose of this bug existing from a human-only standpoint? And nature doesn't work on a single species sort of a plan or an algorithm. It wants to look at the whole system. So when you have something like insects, you have a huge volume of biomass, the actual weight of biological material. If you put all the insects on a scale, for example, in the world, they would outweigh all the humans by many, many thousands of times. So there's a lot
are you telling, if you put every mosquito on the planet on a scale, it would weigh more collectively than all the humans?
I don't know about mosquitoes. I said insects, meaning all the
insects.
Well,
in general.
It might be
okay.
True. But
insects.
It might be true for mosquitoes only. It might be true for mosquitoes only. But my point is this. There are so many of them out there that they are bound to be important. And this is the answer to your question. What's their purpose? They're bound to be important because they're either eating a lot of something or a lot of other things are eating them. If you think about, for example, a food pyramid, the base of the pyramid has to be the strongest part, and it has to be what there's the most of. So plants are at the base of a pyramid of things that get eaten on this planet. And right above the plants are the insects. So if you pull insects out of the equation, you're going to have unregulated plant growth, and you're going to have hungry predators up the line. So getting back to mosquitoes, you have an animal that starts its life in the water. That's where it lives as a larva. And then it's the thing that we tend to like a lot less, the female mosquito that drinks our blood. But in all of those stages, variously, they have predators, fish, birds, lizards, frogs, bats, dragonflies, spiders, ants. So if you waved a wand and all the mosquitoes were gone, you might have fewer of all of those other animals up the ladder. Mm. And you can even ask people who are in mosquito control for a living. They will tell you, well, maybe worldwide, the environment wouldn't look drastically different without mosquitoes, but it probably would, and certain specific ecosystems definitely would, because the predators of mosquitoes would be fewer in number, and the things that mosquitoes eat might be unchecked. Now, as a larva, a mosquito is in the water, eating tiny little bits of debris. As an adult, most people don't realize this, but the majority of mosquito species in the world don't feed on humans. They drink the blood of other animals, but we never really ask about them. And the males don't drink blood at all, and many of them visit flowers and are important pollinators. There's one in the northeastern U.S. called the snow pool mosquito, and it is an orchid pollinator. So there are a lot of interesting things that they do. Now, I'll say this also, and I know I've spoken for a while without letting you jump in.
No, it's okay. It's interesting.
What I was saying at the very beginning when our connection was poor was that we always ask about a pest species, why does it exist? And it might be that mosquitoes, as disease vectors, which spread germs that can sometimes kill humans, exist precisely to control our species. And I sometimes jokingly ask folks, I sort of turn it on its head, and I say, do you think the mice in their den at night sit around and go, snakes, what's up, hawks, why, what's the purpose? Because those animals kill mice, so mice ostensibly don't like them. That's the joke. But it's also the truth. So anyway, I say mosquitoes are necessary for the environment, not because I necessarily want there to be fewer people, and I certainly don't want to get a disease and get sick any more than anyone else does. But I do know that they are food for lots of other things, and they are pollinators. And that alone is reason enough to at least keep them around, even if I don't want them biting me.
Yeah, I mean, that's really interesting that they might even be part of a system to help control the human species. Like, we don't, you know, you think that there would be enough checks and balances in our society of, you know, murders or accidents that kill people, that there would be just enough things in our society other than the mosquito that would we control our population. But it's interesting that the mosquito might actually play a part there.
Well, societally, there's the things that you're talking about, but why don't you go back 10,000 years or 20,000 years and think about, on whatever continent you're on, all of the larger predatory animals that might kill people from time to time, whether it's a charging rhinoceros or a hippopotamus on the African continent, or a big cat either in Asia or in South America, or crocodilians. We've limited our exposure to those animals and their populations. And of course, you know, we are warlike enough that, yes, we can control our own numbers to a certain extent, but that's not an answer to why there are mosquitoes.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Zach Lemon. He is a curator of animal collections at the Audubon Insectarium. And, you know, with all of this talk in the news about all the mosquitoes that are out there in the New Orleans area and the Gulf South right now, I just kind of wondered, what purpose does the mosquitoes serve? Why did God create the mosquito? And we're getting an answer for that. Why do some people seem to be bitten by mosquitoes more than others?
That is an old question, and I think scientists are getting closer to the answer. I have read over the course of time everything from what your diet is, to whether you're male or female, to if you're female, whether you're pregnant or not, to how much heat you're giving off, to your blood type and other chemicals that are emanating from a given human that a mosquito may be able to pick up. So regardless of what the exact answer is, which I don't know myself, we all know that, you know, a group of five of us can go out in an area with mosquitoes and have five different sets of reactions based on how we react to mosquito bites and attractiveness to mosquitoes. I happen to be a magnet for them, and I get itchy when they bite. But there are other people who get bitten a lot and don't get very itchy. And then there are people who just don't get bitten a lot. But when they do, they have a bad reaction.
So there's no information out there about mosquitoes preferring a certain blood type over another blood type?
There's information. I just don't know where the science has landed recently. The last time I read about blood type was a while ago. What I will tell you is that our city's Mosquito, Termite, and Rodent Control Board has real experts in this subject, and I'm pleased to tell you what little I know about mosquitoes. I think if it was a Zach and Scoot contest, I'd win the mosquito knowledge contest. But the folks over at our Mosquito Control Board, they're really knowledgeable. And if you've got anybody who's looking to see both some cool Audubon bugs and those people, it turns out you just happened to ask me on today, but this Saturday is the NOLA Bug Fest, and it's right there at the lakefront near UNO at the Mosquito Control Office. So their experts will be there, Audubon Insectarium will be there, and so will a lot of other vendors.
Wait, it's the NOLA Bug?
NOLA Bug Fest. And
the
it
NOLA
is put on and
Bug
organized
Fest.
By our city's Mosquito Control Board.
Would this be one of those things where there would be bugs available to eat?
We are not providing any edible insects ourselves. You can come to Audubon Insectarium any day of the week and get that, though.
Really? Well,
the last time I saw you, we had some edible insects.
I've eaten a couple of bugs there. I mean, it's not my favorite, but, if I had to, I'd eat it. Listen, don't you find it really interesting that only the female mosquitoes bite? And the idea that only the female mosquitoes bite, I think this is a metaphor for preparing all of us for life, that it's only the females that really try to suck the blood out of us.
I think between your intro about where high schoolers go for their romantic dalliances and this, I had no idea I was stepping into such a racy interview. I will tell you that blood is full of protein, and the eggs of all animals, whether it's a bird or a fish or a bug, need protein to be big, healthy, well-formed eggs. So with most of the ectoparasites, the things that live on the outside of our body that drink blood, not the ectoparasites that do other things like chew dead skin or something like that, if they are insects and they are sucking blood, they are probably females and trying to get the protein in the blood to form eggs. That's why it's only the females that bite with mosquitoes.
All right, so, Zach, as somebody who appreciates insects and even mosquitoes, do you have a hard time? If there's a mosquito on your arm and it's sucking your blood, do you have a hard time killing it? Do you have a problem with that?
I don't give it a second thought. Because,
okay, good.
I can admire mosquitoes, and I do, and I can like certain ones a lot, and I do, but self-preservation is usually going to trump that. That love of insects. But you know, if I look at a picture of a beautiful mosquito, I can say that's a beautiful mosquito. And there are some that have scales on them that are iridescent purple and blue, and they're as gorgeous as a butterfly. You just have to magnify them. One of which, by the way, the largest type of mosquito in the world, does not take a blood meal, and its larva eats other mosquito larvae. So from our perspective, it's a win-win bug.
Amazing what we learn on this show, and now we're learning a lot about mosquitoes. Well, it's interesting. I'm glad to know that when a mosquito crosses the line and does attack you, you're not afraid to kill it. All right, I'm Scoot, and that's Zach Levin, the curator of animal collections at the Audubon Insectarium.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Zach, thanks for being with us.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.